the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Works the Holy Spirit comes to them without
your Old Testament, Michael, chapter 4. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the tops of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. And nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his own vine, and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. For all people will walk every one in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, saith the Lord, I will assemble her that halteth, I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted, and I will make her that halted remain, and her that was cast off afar a strong nation. And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth even forever. So far. This morning's epistle, Romans chapter 15. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promise made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, For this cause I will confess unto you among the Gentiles, I will sing unto thy name. And again he saith, Rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah saith, There shall be one root of Jesse, and he shall rise and to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So far the epistle lesson. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored among the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And then Mary said unto the angel, Well, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore that holy child shall be born of thee, and he shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. for with God nothing shall be impossible. And then Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And then the angel departed from her. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the word of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn. Please be seated.
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Christ is Coming. And it's based upon our gospel lesson. I would like to read the first three verses of that lesson from St. Luke chapter 1. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, engaged to a man whose name was Joseph. He was of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in to her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee, and blessed art thou among women. So far, please be seated. I believe we're all getting a little excited about Christmas. It's only a few weeks away. Christmas cards, Christmas music, Christmas decorations, all of these things seem to do something to get us excited about Christmas, and that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. We're looking forward to family members arriving, to special friends whom we have not seen for a very long time. But did we forget that Jesus Christ is coming too? Have we really invited Him? Do we really make our plans for Christmas around His presence? This morning's gospel helps us to remember that He is the most important part of Christmas. Even though we have celebrated Christmas many, many times before, and we've read the Christmas story that is the one in the Bible many times itself, we must remember who He is. This morning's gospel tells us that He is Jesus. He's the Son of Mary. Well, we've known that for a long time. But have we always considered what that means, that He is the Son of Mary? It means that Jesus Christ was truly human. It means that God's law given to us applied to Him also. And since Jesus was sent by God, it means that His special mission here on earth was to live under the law of God without a single violation of it. And as the years went by, He fulfilled that perfectly. This is important for us to remember because He can only be our Savior if He is truly human, number one, living a life under the law of God and keeping it perfectly for us. Furthermore, Jesus can only be our Savior if He dies as a human being. The one who takes our place must be a human being. God tells us that the wages of sin is death. He tells us that the soul that sinneth it shall die. And God is speaking these words to humans, to people like you and me, who sin against Him daily. But now, when this judgment of God falls on us, Jesus stands in the way, so to speak, to receive the full force of it, to let us go free. And the angel said, You shall call His name Jesus, which we know means Savior. That's who is coming to us again this Christmas. But St. Luke also tells us that this Jesus is the Son of God. As Mary was rolling this around in her mind, trying to figure out what's going on, how it could be possible that she could be the mother of God's Son, the angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, that child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. Now, we don't understand how all of this could be, that Jesus Christ could be the Son of God in the womb of Mary. The only part that I really understand is that God worked a miracle of love for us on that first Christmas so that we would enjoy the miracle of salvation on every Christmas. You see, at one and the same time, even today, Jesus Christ is Mary's Son, true human, and God's Son, true God. For Jesus also needed to be true God in order that His perfect keeping of the law might count for us. And unless we have the perfect keeping of Christ, we cannot stand in the presence of God, nor can we enter His heaven. And through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior, we do have it. We can stand in the presence of God. We will enter into the joys of heaven. And what an exciting gift. It came on that first Christmas and it comes again and again today. But there's even more. Jesus Christ suffered and died. This was not just another man dying. This was God's Son who died. And because he was true God, his dying counted for every person that ever existed. Being loaded with your sins, my sins, the sins of the entire world, his suffering and death had infinite value because Jesus Christ was true God. His death satisfied the wrath and the judgment of God, who must punish sin. And that tells us very much about who he is. He is our Savior. And looking at us this morning, he says of us, not guilty. You are clean. You are free from the punishment of sin. I bore them all on that cross 2,000 years ago. Christmas is the anniversary of his birth. So let's be ready. But there's even more. The angel said to Mary, he will be great. Jesus is great to all who believe in him as Savior because he has overcome for us every enemy that could ever exist. The devil has been overpowered. Jesus Christ has won the victory over the guilt, the punishment, and the slavery of sin and makes that victory ours through faith. He victoriously left to the grave on that first Easter morning and for us has changed death into eternal life. But there's even more. The angel said to Mary, he will be great. Jesus is great to all who believe in him as Savior because he has overcome for us every enemy that could ever exist that would harm us or destroy us. The devil is overpowered. Jesus has won the victory over the guilt, the punishment, and the slavery of sin and makes that victory ours through faith. He victoriously left the grave on that first Easter morning and for us has changed temporal death into eternal life. All of this shows his greatness. What an exciting guest to prepare once again for Christmas. For Mary, he came through the power of the Holy Spirit as the angel Gabriel announced. He came in a way mysterious and miraculous. But in a way equally as mysterious, he comes to us today through word and sacrament. Remember, Jesus our Savior is not necessarily to be found where we think we should find him, but where he chooses to be found. He chooses to be found in his word, in bread and wine, in the waters of holy baptism. That's where he will meet us in fulfillment of his promise. This season and every season of our entire life. Understanding this will be the most important part of Christmas. You see, once God used a special angel to announce his good news, today he uses messengers just as special. He uses you and me. Once God pronounced the joys of Christmas, and of course, we know that God could have used an angel. He'd used them before. God could have used a stone. Or he could have had the mountains themselves cry out, but he didn't. He uses special people like you and me. The greatest gift we can give to anyone, especially to someone who does not have faith in Christ, is this good news. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, for with blessing in his hand, Christ our Lord to earth descended, our full homage to demand. King of kings, yet born of Mary, as of old on earth he stood, Lord of lords in human nature, in the body and the blood, he will give to all the faithful his own self for heavenly rank on rank the host of heaven spreads its vanguard on the way. As the light of light descended from the realms of endless day, that the powers of hell may as the darkness clears away. At his feet the six wings seraph, cherubim with sleepless eye, veil their faces to the presence, as with ceaseless voice they
this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray, let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our own self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Thank you.
drinks, he broke and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he supped, and when he gave thanks, he gave them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup of the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Of the Son.
make this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
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 Thank you. thanks unto the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same faith in thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.